The plane banked to the left and headed northeast. John registered shock, which was shared by all the passengers on Flight 76 as they flew over the Lago-Caucasus site. The breach was stunning. Directly beneath them stretched a patch of black granite as vast as a French province. Like some moon blackened by a blowtorch, the surface was lacerated with cracks and crevices. Chunks of trapped ice and strewn boulders showed how violent the separation had been. The bleakness exceeded anything of the kind that the planet had ever come up with.
"You know what the locals call this new space?"
"Terre Noire," John replied. The answer seemed so obvious. "Blackland." He sensed amazement mixed with respect in the look the Inuit gave him.
"You can divine names. That's a good sign for what comes next."
It wasn't hard.
"Don't be modest."
John accepted the compliment, worrisome as it was. 15 minutes later, they were flying over bristling ice fields that looked like daggers hurled chaotically on top of each other. Rivers and inland seas were choked with drift ice from the dislodged Lago-Caucasus, now separated from the continent. A deathly silence pervaded the cabin. The plane headed north.